This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, strap in because it was a hell of a day in college football. Number one, Alabama taking on Texas A&M. Now, you would think that Texas A&M, the way that they battled Clemson a few weeks back, would have been up to the challenge of taking on the Crimson Tide. And then you would have been wrong. Here's Eli Gold on the Learfield Sports Radio Network.
Here now is the toss. Near side comes the wide receiver, Henry Ruggs. Turns the left sideline. Stays in bounds. Works the numbers down the left sideline. He's going to go 57 yards. Touchdown, Alabama. Henry Ruggs on the toss sweep. And again, Hail Hentges.
Tua Tagovailoa passing for 387 yards. Four touchdowns, and he runs for another score. Saban's now 13-0 against his former assistants. Wow, that was a blowout. 45-23 over Texas A&M. Nick Saban says his team, well, can't be complacent.
We got a good team, but our team needs to do a lot of things to improve. And if what our team has accomplished to this point makes them in any way not take into account the kind of teams that we have to play in the future, and they underestimate what we need to do to improve so that we can become a better team, and don't just take things for granted, that we're going to show up because we got an Alabama uniform on and win the game, it's not going to happen that way.
Saban's awesome, and he's dominating the world of college football. Number two, Georgia takes on Missouri. Saw a ton of this game, and honestly, well, it might be reflected in my first four in college football coming out at the top of the hour. Jake Fromm completes 13 of 23 passes for 260 yards and three touchdowns. Here's some of the highlights. Here's Scott Howard from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
He'll throw here, high to the near sideline. Leaping in the air, it's Holloman. He twists away. He'll be gone. Touchdown. He twisted away from the defender around the 35. DeMarcus Acy, and left him in his wake and right down the near sideline for the long touchdown.
Georgia wins 43-29. Honestly, an unimpressive defensive performance out of the Dogs. Elijah Holyfield, though, rushing 14 times for 90 yards. DeAndre Swift out of Philadelphia, 16 carries for 71 yards. So they'll take care of business there. Number three, Clemson was in Atlanta, right down the street, taking on Georgia Tech. And it was a bloody mess for Tech. Clemson wins 49-21, an absolute beatdown. Trevor Lawrence had 176 yards, 13 for 18 passing for the Tigers. And Dabo Swinney says, Trevor Lawrence, well, there's some nice progress there.
I just think that's experience, you know. That's why it's important to give guys opportunity to play, you know. And where we were in fall camp, because he came in January, so it's not like he hadn't been going against a good defense every day, but still to have to go do it for the fans and true game situation is different.
Dabo Swinney's so good. So good at making players feel important, developing players. Good win for Clemson in dominant fashion. Number four, Ohio State taking on Tulane. Oh, he's back. Urban Meyer, how about this? Breaking news. Urban didn't have a press conference to try to correct things that he said in his other apologies. That's progress. How about a 49-6 victory? That's progress, too. Here's the great Paul Keels on the Ohio State IMG Sports Network.
Dwayne Haskins takes the pass, looks, now fires on a right angle. Caught Victor, wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Benjamin Victor on a 31-yard scoring pass play. Fourth TD through the air for Dwayne Haskins, and Ohio State has a 27-6 lead.
Haskins, 21 of 24, 304 yards, doesn't get to play much in the second half. He's unbelievable. He's off to a fantastic start. Great job by Haskins, doing a really, really beautiful job there. Oklahoma and Army. This wasn't supposed to be close. This wasn't supposed to be an overtime. This wasn't supposed to be a chance for Army to win a football game. Here's Toby Rowland on Learfield Sports.
Takes the step, back to pass, under pressure. Henderson throws, balls in the air, and it's intercepted. Yeah. Parnell Motley picked it off, unhitched the wagon. Oklahoma survives in overtime.
Could somebody check and see, is that the color analyst screaming over the play-by-play? That's horrible. Army had the ball for 44 minutes and 41 seconds. 87 plays to Oklahoma's 40. Unbelievable. Oklahoma survives 28-21 in overtime. And the color analyst just ignores any kind of etiquette. LSU and Louisiana Tech. Let's just say LSU was ready to dominate. And let's hear from Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Network.
Burrow under center. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the single back. One wide out to the right side. Toss to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, near side. 30, 25, breaks a tackle. 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tigers! 28-yard touchdown run for Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Great call from Chris Blair there. Nick Brissett, three touchdowns. Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing for a career-high 136 yards, two touchdowns. Joe Burrow, by the way, 16 of 28 for 191 yards. Still not throwing an interception. LSU's got Ole Miss Saturday night, and LSU wins 38-21 over Louisiana Tech. Now, one of the most exciting days of the game, and one of the big ones here, Stanford at Oregon, a Saturday night special. And let's just say that Oregon let this one slip away. They were dominating this game. And then this happened for Stanford. Here's Scott Reese from Learfield Sports.
Herbert has the football. Four-man rush. Clean pocket. Herbert dancing, throwing. Knocked away and intercepted. Stanford wins. An incredible come-from-behind overtime victory by the Cardinal here in Eugene.
KJ Costello went 19 of 26, 327. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. Congratulations. Stanford coming away with a huge win, 38-31 in overtime. Comeback win. And Mario Cristobal says, well, we learned something tonight at Oregon.
We have to get on a plane here in about 6 days and keep playing conference play. And so there's no one over in Berkeley going to feel sorry for us. So we've got to get in here, watch the film, learn lessons, improve, clean up some things. And at the same time, understand that, look, we had an opportunity against number seven team in the country and had some really, really good moments. We just got to be more consistent.
Mario, I feel sorry for you if that means anything, because that was awful. Notre Dame at Wake Forest. Notre Dame wins 56-27. And Brian Kelly says, well, let's just say the starting quarterback decisions that I've made sort of seem like they're paying off.
You know, obviously we made a big decision to go with Ian Book in the game. Pretty big decision to make when you're 3-0. But had a lot of confidence in Ian. And I thought our offense played to the level that I thought it was capable of.
Book was 25 of 34 for 325 yards, two touchdowns, three short scoring runs. Great, great job there as they win 56-27. Auburn stomps Arkansas, 34-3. Rod Bramlett on the Auburn IMG Sports Network was partying.
Igbinoghi will have a chance here. Takes it at the four. Trade ahead, 10, 15, 20, 25. Sprints ahead, 30, 35, 40. He's at midfield. It's a foot race to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. He is gone. Touchdown, Auburn! 96 yards for Noah Igbinoghi.
Tigers are going to play their fourth straight home game when they play Southern Miss next Saturday. Auburn, a lot of special teams scoring. A lot of special teams. The offense still not clicking where it needs to be. Number 10, Washington versus Arizona State, the Fighting Herms. And Washington has to survive this one. Here's Tony Castricone on the Washington IMG Sports Network.
Snap to Browning, throws left side, has a man back in the end zone. Ty Jones, did he get it? Yes! Both arms up, touchdown Washington! Level of difficulty, 10.0!
Washington wins 27-20 over Arizona State. Jake Browning, 15 of 22, 202 yards. Just the second quarterback in Washington history to top 10,000 career passing yards. Fantastic job by them. If your team didn't make the fallout, and I was going to put Penn State in, But then I watched Penn State the other night, and I realized that, no, they don't belong in a discussion of the best teams in college football. Not right now. Maybe they'll get things fixed. You never, ever know. If your team's not good enough to be in the fallout, blame your athletic director, blame your coach, fire somebody, and send us a message. We'll see if we can squeeze them in next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.